presents A Pulp Cthulhu Campaign, The Two-Headed Serpent, by Paul Fricker, Scott Dorward, and Matt Sanderson.
Studies. While Shapiro disappeared.
Oh, that's
I think that's pretty much it.
No, we're also the cave. And we destroyed some strange equipment there. Apparently something about a portal. And on the way out, we ran into whoever was impersonating Shapiro. And now we are on our way to the small town, I think, to disarm some sort of a bomb. We are not, well, I'm not sure about that part yet, but we're running.
Yeah, some of us have already left to get back to the camp to get Dr. Farkas. I'm not going to try to defuse the bomb. I'm going to have Dr. Farkas do it. But aren't some of us being chased by a creature through the jungle?
Yes,
all of you are being chased by the creature, by Shapiro, the former Shapiro.
I think that was poor Steve.
Some of you are closer, like, certainly.
It's true.
And according to the notes, Julia, Jean, and Chance left immediately to go deal with the bomb, and everyone else was dealing with
the monster
Shapiro creature.
So the three people that took off immediately are the three people who are here, so that's helpful. And we'll just deal with the other people. Tragic. Oh, wait. Did we decide what Corey did? Corey must be staying behind.
Coney.
Yeah.
Coney definitely went. Coney was definitely in the caves because Coney hid. Coney ran early with the other three there because Coney was hiding on the way up the cliff from the flying monsters.
Yep.
Yeah, she wedged herself safely. Yeah, so...
I think she's with Julie probably... and Co.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start with that. Julia, Jean, Coney, and Chance are taking off. Go ahead and tell me what you're doing.
Getting back to the camp as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Can the four of you give me a group luck roll?
I'm currently at 84.
56.
75. Mm-hmm. 55.
Ooh, you beat me by 1 point.
Yeah, let me roll. 53.
So as you're running through the jungle, at one point you see out of the corner of your eye something that looks like a large raccoon or an oversized rat or something with a weird, is it the tentacles coming out of the front of its head? But you're racing so fast that it barely registers you're there and before you're gone. And you all arrive back at the camp.
Dr. Farkas, Professor Farkas, what? Where are you?
I come running out of the... So I think I have been inoculating patients.
Yeah, so let me give you a little bit more detail about that. What you get from looking through the viral analyzer is two pieces of information. One, it provides you a formula for testing whether or not somebody is or isn't infected by the yellow death. So you can, with a quick test, put a little dab on someone's tongue, and if it turns yellow, they have the disease. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing you find is that should somebody have it, it provides an inoculation in terms of it prevents them from infecting others and it slows down the effects, but it doesn't eliminate them.
Okay. Yep. And sort of freezes. So I think I would skip for the people that are sort of obviously ill. So I think I would inoculate myself.
Are you gonna test to see if you have the disease first?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's any point to do that yet.
Okay.
I think I would inoculate myself, and then the people who are obviously sick, I would also not bother testing. Mm-hmm. But I would just start trying to keep them from getting worse and from, as you say, infecting anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually I'll get to the healthy people, but not before, presumably, we have all this excitement with explosions.
So at the pace in which you're doing this, you think it's going to take an hour, hour and a half, maybe, to just inoculate everybody if you didn't bother to test them first.
Yep. Okay.
And at this point, you hear your name being excitedly shouted from the woods nearby.
Okay. Yeah, I will run outside. Julia, what? What
Professor is it? Farkas, there's a bomb. Shapiro or whoever the hell he actually was has left a bomb here. He's going to kill everyone.
Well, we need to find it. And I will pace back and forth for a few seconds. And then I will think about how I can possibly turn the pieces, either of the inoculation machine or just our, maybe my snake thing. Now I need to sniff for gunpowder or explosives. I need to invent the TSA sniffer.
Kenny's going to start basically trying to search tents and that sort of stuff.
I would imagine we all just start tearing the camp apart looking for.
Yeah. Check the other trunks. Don't look in that the green one. It has the remains of somebody in there. I'm sure there's no bomb in there with it. Am I sure there's no bomb in there with it?
You know, interestingly, the two people that can describe what the bomb looks like to you are the doctor and Octavio, and they are not with you.
Right, but in the trunk that had the organs, or the skin rather, whatever it had, the organs, the inside.
Yep.
Was there other stuff, or was there really just some organs?
Give me a spot hidden roll.
Okay. That is not a success.
I just need you not to botch it.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you didn't botch it, did you botch it?
No.
Okay, good. Then you didn't see anything else in there that looked like anything other than guts.
Okay. So yeah, so I'll say somebody stuffed a body in that trunk, or the inside of a body anyway. But perhaps in the other equipment, or Shapiro just disappeared earlier, and he went out into the woods. It's possible he went out and buried. I tracked him to the. I saw him coming back in from the edge of camp. It's possible he buried it out in the woods. So if you want to organize the farmers and yourselves, I can start working on finding a sniffer.
Well, so it sounds like we want probably like a couple people to search the camp itself and the vehicles and, you know, all the trunks and tents and whatever else, and we need another team to start searching the woods in the direction indicated by Professor Farkas.
I'll lead the team that searching the woods. I'm used to being out in wooded area, so. Okay. If it's been buried anywhere, I should be able to find it. I mean, just give me a couple of people to come with me.
Chance is going to do the same, with the only exception that he is also going to try to spot where is the nearest truck or way out of this town. Yeah. In case we have to leave in an emergency.
So there's no problem with that. There's the two trucks that you had that are still parked there, as well as a truck associated with the farmer vehicle, etc.
They don't start.
Yeah, there is that problem that I don't.
But luckily, none of us know about that.
Exactly.
So Chen starts looking for a bomb with that false sensation of security, right, not knowing that the trucks are not working.
Chen says, "Let me drive over to the other town and see if it's there."
Go ahead and give me spot hidden rolls, Corey and Chance.
Corey.
Okay. Yep.
Corey. Yep. Okay. Spot hidden rolls, and I've got Kane. What is it?
97.
Awesome. Oh no, that's Kane hearing. Okay. I rolled an 11, so that would easily be spot hidden. Yeah, very easy. I'll spend the 1 point to get an extreme success.
Okay. So as you are looking around, you do see what looks to be a tracks heading off into the woods, more or less where Dr. Farkas pointed you to go.
Oh, go quickly over this way. And start heading towards following the tracks.
Could you give me a track roll, please?
That's a 28. Oh, spend a luck. So I need to spend 18 luck. Yep. Okay. Yes, I've got a success.
Okay. You eventually get out into the woods and find that there is some freshly overturned dirt.
Hey, over here. Chance, over here.
I'll rush towards Connie.
Okay.
Here, look. Something's been buried.
I start removing the dirt.
Okay, yeah, and as you remove the dirt, you find a small box. It's about 1 foot by 1 foot, about maybe 5 inches deep or so.
Okay, I take it out slowly.
Hmm.
Just making sure that, you know, there are no strange cables that are going to set it off.
I'll go and get that doctor guy.
You go and do that, sure.
I'll rush back to basically get Farkas.
Okay. Farkas, do you go with him?
This is idiotic. This thing is going to blow up 50 miles, and you want me to run out into the woods where my tools are not? Bring it here. I'll radio Chance. Do we have radios? Yeah, I don't remember. Probably
sure,
not.
Why not?
Bring it, Chance. This is going to kill all of us anyway. Bring it into camp. At least I have all the equipment here.
Okay, I will start doing that very carefully.
Okay. Do you make your way into camp?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So this box is just a box?
So the box is, on the outside of it, has a series of star-type patterns inscribed on it. It just seems to be a brass hinges on one side of a long lid.
Do these star patterns look like anything I've seen before? Maybe on this strange drug machine or at the base. And I have photographic memory. So when I was working in New York in the labs and so forth, I'm just curious if there's anything familiar about this.
No, it doesn't look like anything you've seen before.
Okay.
So the lid appears to be held down. There's a rotating brass disc on the top.
Okay. So I will attempt to... Is it moving or is it just something that can move?
It can move.
Okay, and do I have... I guess my first question as I investigate this thing is whether I think that rotating is the timer or is the lock to allow opening the box. And so whether it's sort of...
Give me an idea
mechanically
roll.
Linked. An idea roll, okay. Ooh. Well, you tell me whatever you want. I rolled a 96.
Okay. You know, is that a fumble?
Yeah, I believe. Oh, okay. No, it's good. Not a fumble because my idea is above 50. Is that how the rules work now?
I think so. So anyway, you could burn luck, right?
Oh, I will totally burn luck. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know why I don't think of that. Yeah, I can easily burn luck to make a normal success.
Yeah. All right. You think this is some sort of a latching type thing, that just turning it in one direction or the other. It's hard to tell just looking at it what might be the right direction, but turning it one way or the other will undo the latch.
Okay.
It's holding the lid.
So yeah, I will... So I feel like if I believe that, then I will expect there's going to be some little bit of clicky pressure... sort of a, you know, that as I move it, I will also be feeling how the lid is responding in a sort of mechanical kind of way to attend, see if I can decide. Like if it were a combination lock, I would sort of listen for the click. So I'm just sort of, that's what's in my mind as I'm trying to open this.
Mm-hmm.
You want a mechanical repair roll? Or
no, which way are you turning it?
Left, oh, okay.
Clockwise or counterclockwise?
Well, it's just so I can't get any feel for any. I will start clockwise.
Okay. It sort of, you hear, you can feel it sort of, you know, like when you turn a combination lock on those old fashioned kid safes, you can feel something is moving as you're turning in that direction.
Okay.
And as you keep turning, eventually.
I get out my stethoscope and I'll listen to it also. Sorry.
Oh, you have a stethoscope?
I'm a doctor.
Are you that kind of doctor?
No, but I've been treating patients, so there must be a stethoscope lying around.
Yep. No, that makes sense. Good. So, yeah, you eventually get to a point you hear a little clicking noise, and you can feel the lid sort of release a little bit.
All right. Well, if it's a combination lock in my brain, I will go now counterclockwise.
I mean, you feel like the lid lets go, as in whatever is holding the lid lets go.
So I will let it open or open it as little as possible, so I can see inside. Very, very nervously peek open the lid, get the flashlight, peek through the crack, look for trips or wires or anything that might not want to be opened.
So there doesn't seem to be anything connected to the lid as you sort of have your flashlight dart inside of the box. What you can see is that there's, you know, a series of hoops and discs and wheels and gears made of brass, and they all, and you can see them sort of moving around in different directions, and inside there appears to be something in the middle, some sort of glowing object in the center of it, surrounded by a series of mechanical things. And then as you just get your light to the far end away from the side that the lid opens on, you can see that there are six dials.
Okay.
And they appear to be some sort of numbering system, and two of those dials are moving in a way that reminds you of nothing else other than a countdown.
Yeah. Okay. Let the lid open. Look for
potentially a better
the thing that the timing mechanism is going to trigger that will then set off the bomb. All right, so I'm thinking there's an explosive, there's a timer, and then there's a middle mechanism that's actually the thing that would go would set the bomb off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So give me a hard something. Engineering? Demolitions? Mechanical repair?
Yep. I will do engineering. 39. I will make that a hard success without too much trouble.
Okay. So that center part there is what's the glowing part in there, the sort of faintly glowing part, appears to be that it appears to be what everything else is built upon.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is sort of connected into there, but it's all sort of surrounding that particular area.
Okay, well, I'm not sure I needed a hard mechanical for that. Center of everything. So somehow, well, I guess that's what I want to disconnect then. If everything sort of goes to it, I would like to get the timer out of the loop.
Yeah, so here's where the hard mechanical engineering comes in, is that you realize that somebody has damaged some of the pieces around it. And in such a way that you just don't see how you could disconnect from that without potentially setting this thing off prematurely.
Yeah, that's what we expect. So while I'm pondering this, is my brain making any connections in terms of the countdown timer?
Oh, that's an interesting idea. Go ahead and give me an idea roll.
Okay. And I will make it a normal success. I'm going to spend all my luck today.
Okay. So you sort of take a look at your watch or whatever timepiecing object you have and look at sort of when things tick. And you think you guys have maybe an hour or so before this thing goes live.
Okay. Is the airplane that we came in on unflyable?
Yes.
Okay. So, everybody, I believe we have an hour. I can certainly attempt to disconnect it. It might explode and kill everything. In an hour, and maybe they've been telling me a little bit about their trip to the mountain, the mountain is more than an hour away?
Someone would have to run really fast to get there within an hour, but they certainly wouldn't be able to get back within an hour.
And certainly not climb the cliff in an hour.
Right.
All while carrying the bomb.
Right.
To leave it inside.
Is there a... And we're not near the ocean, for example.
Nope.
Well, there was some sort of portal, but Julia destroyed it.
Ooh, yeah, that would have been fun to put the bomb down there, but we don't have time for that in any case.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
I was waiting for that reference.
So, unless you guys can think of anything...
Professor Farkas.
Sorry, what?
You have an hour to disarm it.
Yes, take your time. I think...
We have faith in you.
I think what we should do is you all should take as many people as you can, drive as far and as fast as you can.
Except for the whole not being able to drive problem.
Well, I think, Max, I think it can be fixed. It's just not... but yeah, drive as far as fast as you can. And if you don't see a big mushroom cloud in an hour and a half, come back and get me.
There's no way we'll be able to take everyone with us, though.
Well, take as many as you can. I mean, I will attempt to disarm it, but I will wait half an hour. I'll study it for half an hour before I do anything physical so that you can have a chance of getting somewheres away.
We should take women and children away first, and the people that are not sick.
I suppose another option would be to have me in the bomb in a car, but I don't know where we could get away from people. I think this is the place to, you know, if we're going to blow somewhere up, I suppose this is the place to do it.
Why not at that cave? Why not take the bomb to the cave?
Too far. It's too far.
Too far.
Yeah.
But we don't have time to, you guys do what you want. I'm going to lock myself in here with tools and a bomb and see what I can understand, unless somebody wants to.
Do you need help?
Study
it. I'll stay with you and help.
Well, I don't know what you can do.
Chance is on his way out, trying
yep.
to.
I'm grabbing Julia by the arm and kind of like taking her out. Come on, let's go.
Tony will shake her head and say, "Good luck," and turn around and head out with Julia and the others.
No, Julia's going to stay and help Professor Farkas.
Jesus, Julia. What do you know about bomb defusing?
We can't get everyone out anyway. This is the only way.
I just shake my head and turn around and walk away. We'll see you in 2.5 hours.
Good luck,
Steve.
Hey.
So we're gonna flash over to Steve and his group.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You won't want to text back and forth answers on what you might be doing, because I actually kept track of when I made the hour announcement, and time is ticking.
Oh, crap. All right, I guess I need to find the notes. Sorry, guys.
That's all right. I can bring you up to speed. Well, you don't know anything yet.
Yeah,
all you know is that you are in the woods with Octavio, the doctor, and the doctor. You were escorting someone who looked a lot like Scapiro when he turned into a large, formless mass and began to turn towards the three of you.
Right. I believe the word run was bandied about. Or would be at that moment.
All right. Go ahead and give me a constitution roll, and I will do the same for the other two.
Okay. Oh, God. 84 is not going to do it by a long shot.
So Octavio takes off at a brisk pace, but with your 84, which apparently you're not going to burn luck to make better, you sort of trip and fall, sort of making your way through the woods. The doctor stops to help you, and suddenly this thing is in front of you, or behind you, really. But it did not fail its constitution. So what would you like to do?
Okay, so at this point, running is not an option. It's
Well, it is still an option, but it's going to get an attack on you if you are running.
Okay. I believe the last thing I did last session was to shoot it several times with my pistols when it was still a man. And it didn't have much effect on it except to make it mad. So I think running is run didn't work, run faster. So yeah, I'll let him get its attack in.
It is going to attack at you. Are you dodging or?
Yeah, I'll dodge for sure. Okay. If I have death option.
Let's see. Go ahead and
That doesn't sound good. It's a normal success, though.
Yeah, no, you're fine. It misses you, but the doctor gets hit. As you are running, you see the doctor get slammed by one of its appendages. And he is quite crushed.
Crushed as in, like, dead?
Well, so I'm going to play the doctor as he would be played. You are pretty sure he should be crushed. I mean, it's a lot of sixes in that role. actually, help me out here. How does he not die in that horrible, crushy kind of way?
Oh, I see what you're trying to say. Yeah.
Trying to have him burn a lot of luck. All of his luck.
Yes, all of his luck, you might say.
There just happened to be a tree in the way.
Yeah, I think the trick is he's got to not only survive, he's got to, like, he can't just, like, live and still be in its clutches, right? It's like he's got to be Is there a chance like he could get killed next round? Like is there a chance it just as it kind of squeezes him, he kind of slips out of it, kind of like squirting a bar of soap out of your hand or something like that?
That is perfect. It tries to grab onto him, and because he's running and has forward motion, you can hear bones cracking as it's, and then it sort of he flies out from the tentacles a few yards away. Shaken stands up and starts to run again.
Okay,
it's all that blood that squirted out.
Yeah,
right.
Makes him slippery.
All right, can you give me another Constitution roll, please?
Let's hope. Yes, that is a success.
All right, let's see how the doctor does here. So the doctor is not well. he has nary a point of luck to spend.
So this is kind of what I was thinking last time about the surviving thing. If he spends all his luck like that, should he be put in peril again, like the next round? Or I mean, obviously you're the keeper. If you say it, you know that's fine. Or
because I mean, the monster doesn't discriminate.
That's true. That's true. He could be squirted off to the side somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sort of relying on the early precedent that Gene was mowed down by machine gun fire, but then wasn't miraculously transported off to some space safe location.
Ah, okay.
You could drink margaritas and such.
All right.
Sort of vill of margaritas.
Right. Yeah. So.
Lily, don't leave me.
Yeah. So the last thing you see, Bobby, is a tentacle grabbing onto the doctor and crushing the life out of him.
Oh.
If you give me a sanity roll for that.
Died to buy me time. that is a success.
Okay. 1 point. And can you give me a luck roll?
Let's try that. That's a fail.
All right. It does not turn around, but continues to go after you.
But maybe it got slowed up a little bit because it had to go after the dude.
The doc did not die. In the doctor.
Right. it doesn't stop to eat him.
Give me a Constitution roll.
Another con roll. Okay. Okay, that is a normal success.
Okay. I'm not going to sort of engage too long in a chase here. Just give me one more luck roll.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to work. That's a 17.
Okay. You see it stop, turn around, and begin to move in a path you think will bring it back to that complex you guys were at earlier.
Okay.
It doesn't want to get exploded.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
You continue to run, and you and Octavio burst into the camp.
Excellent.
It's not that much time from when this sort of happened, so somebody update Steve on what he missed.
Easy update. We're all piling into a car to see if it works to get the hell out of here.
Bobby will run over to the car that you're in. He's like, hang on, and get under there to start working on it to repair it. With
God. Thank
the
God
spark,
you're here.
Spark fires.
We need to go. Come on, wheels.
Okay.
We got to skedaddle.
Do I need to even make a roll for this since I was the one who...
Nope.
Right. Now the real question is, are you going to take the time to fix all the trucks?
Right.
To get everyone else, or at least some people.
Right, so there's the two trucks you all have, and then there's a farm truck. I don't know if Bobby disengaged the farm truck or not.
No, it would have just been the two trucks that we had. I was worried about those soldiers.
I'm rounding up the women and children and trying to get them into the back of the truck.
Okay.
All right. I guess.
Yeah. Help round up the innocents. And
that's going to take them a while.
As quickly as possible.
Yeah, me too.
That's going to take them a while, and I imagine my disabling was, like I said, something as simple as pulling the spark plug wire or something fairly quickly. So I'll try to run, take care of our two vehicles, and while we're doing that. And
it's not going to take us a while. It's going to take us 7 to 10 minutes. That's all we're allowing.
Where's the doctor?
Now, are you – so let's – Farkas is focusing on the device. Mm. Farkas, did you tell them about the inoculation?
As I'm focusing on the device, I just realized that they are potentially going to take the disease away, and that's not good. And so, yeah, so I break out, and I was like, Julia, don't let them take the sick folk, or take here, and I will describe the... I will give her the inoculation information that I have and whatever I have made, and explain that there's these two pieces, and that we can see who has it and we can stop it, but we can't get rid of it yet. But I'm sure we can figure something out. And this information absolutely needs to get out of here. Do we have a radio? Can we call back to base? Maybe that's the best way to get this information out of here.
There are definitely radios in that work between the two cars, right? Because Julia and I were in communication as the drivers on the way down originally.
Can we get this information back to New York?
Well, I'll take care of it, Doctor. You keep working on the bomb.
Great.
I'll be back in a minute.
Great, Julia. Great.
And I will run out and look for Dr. Thompson. Not finding him, I will look for Mr. Travers. And hopefully he hasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Hasn't booked out yet. If he
what
hasn't.
Is it, Julia?
Mr. Travers, here, take this with you. This is the. I'm not a doctor, so I would just say it. This is the cure for the disease.
Oh, perfect.
Yes,
thanks,
Professor.
Sure,
Farkas,
you're not coming.
To find it. Yes, yes. I will stay and help Professor Farkas.
Godspeed, Julia.
Doesn't.
Take this stack of information with you and these injections. This is the cure.
Godspeed, Julia. And I swing myself up into the truck. And I smack the side and I say, Wheels, let's go!
And I'll rejoin Farkas.
If only Julia could listen.
Was I done with the rest of the vehicles yet?
I was rushed.
Sure.
I was summarizing.
Well,
vehicles.
And if we get enough people on the truck already, I'm going to start running away from here.
So let me just make sure. So you're just loading people onto the truck,
yes,
and driving away.
Yes, but not everyone, right? We spoke about women, children, and people who are not sick yet that we know of. But
women,
we think they are not sick.
Children. Player characters. And
yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Eugene, what are you doing? Having been given abbreviated instructions by Julia in an interesting game of telephone with Farkas?
How many vials or doses are there?
So, give me a luck roll.
Okay. I actually have that now. So, hopefully that helps. That will be... Oh, no, it doesn't help, because I rolled a 97.
Yep. So, Farkas has given out all of the vials that he had. Before you arrived, you're going to have to make a new batch.
Oh, great. So... nothing is changing in my plan. Let's GTFO.
Okay. So, Julia, let's just do this dex order. Julia, you're helping Farkas?
That is correct.
Okay. Bobby, what are you doing?
I'm trying to repair all the vehicles.
You broke them. You're able to do that in 5 minutes.
Okay, what about the farm truck that wasn't working?
If it wasn't working because of you, you can fix it. It was working fine until you arrived.
Oh, okay. So question, okay.
Did you disengage it or not?
Gotcha. Yeah. No, I did not disengage the farm truck. I disengaged our two vehicles. So I guess mechanical repair on that one, huh?
No, it's fine.
Oh, it's fine. There's nothing wrong. Awesome. Okay, great. So how many what we need to do is I need to get the plane running if we're going to get out of here, right?
Because that plane is not going to run again.
The plane we came in on is not going to run again?
Yeah, you were able to land it, but it's not, you know, it's not going to take off again.
Okay. So is there a way even to get, what did he say you set up for, 5 to 7 miles or something like that for the bomb? Is there a way for any of us to actually get away?
Oh, yeah, no. If you guys get in vehicles in the next half hour or so and just start driving, you'll get away. I mean, there are roads to get out.
Right.
Bobby, where's the doctor, Bobby?
The doctor didn't make it. What? Farkas wasn't Farkas. You know how he was strange.
Shapiro wasn't Shapiro.
Farkas is Farkas. Farkas didn't know that Shapiro wasn't Shapiro.
Get out of here.
He was one of those things from the pyramids, the screw pyramids.
Yeah, if my truck is full and loaded, then I'm going to start driving away. Let's get out of here, Bobby.
So where are we trying to go then? I mean, it's
just far away.
Just far? Okay. Yeah, I mean, if we have as many people loaded up as we can, I guess, yeah, Bobby, he's the driver. He'll drive.
And what okay. is, what
I
is
feel it? Like that's like 30 what? People. I mean, a lot of people on these trucks.
Yeah, we can put them on the, if it's a, you know, mandatory evacuation, we can throw them on the outside as well.
Yeah, the question in my mind is, how is everyone else reacting? The people that you're not taking. How much of a fuss going to put up?
So Chance, you've been loading people on. People are sort of getting anxious. You know, it's never a good thing with a bunch of white guys start throwing people in the back of a truck. Can you give me some sort of personality or interaction role, you know, persuade, fast talk, something that will, you know, convince them that, oh, everything's fine. This is going to work out fine.
Do I get a chance to do that as well? I'm also lighting them.
Yeah, I can do that. Let me check. So let's see.
You know
what do I have?
Wait, Chance. We could maybe. How far deep into the jungle or the forest was that base? I wonder if we could drive one of these trucks through the forest and leave the bomb there.
We discussed it. It's too far away, Bobby.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to burn some 5 points in order to make it happen. It's going to be a persuade. Some people are hesitant, so I will tell them, listen, we need to get out of here as soon as possible. Just get on the trucks, and then if nothing happens, then we'll be back in a couple of hours. Okay? Just get on the truck.
You can trust me.
Yeah. I'm British. You know that we, the British... We're all super nice people. Yeah. We don't invade countries or anything like that. Not anymore.
We lie with the best accent.
Yeah. Wow, you're trying to do that with just a normal success? That's fascinating. Okay. All right, so you're yelling, people, don't worry, everything's fine. We just got to get out of here as soon as possible. You're putting women and children onto the truck. Some of the menfolk are getting a little anxious about this particular plan. So the answer to your question, Julia, is that the camp is getting, there's a higher energy than there was before. People are starting to get very nervous over what is going on here and why one truck is getting up and loading with people and taking off.
We're loading all the trucks with people and taking off.
That's what I was going to ask. Coney, are you taking the other truck?
Yeah, I'm taking another truck with more people as well. Yeah.
In the jungles of Northern Bolero, did you learn how to drive?
Probably not, but I've seen these guys. It can't be. Oh, actually, no. Yes, I did. I've got 20%. I've got base. So I have seen these guys drive a truck. I'm gonna try it out.
All right. So give me a personality role as well. Not a driver role, just a personality role, because you're also trying to convince people to jump into a truck and take off with you.
Well, I got a hard success on my persuade.
Okay, you are more convincing than Chance was in terms of convincing people to get on. People start to load up. Why don't you give me a drive roll, just to see if you can really figure out how to run a stick.
Okay, I'll spend the 10 points of luck, and I'll make it.
Okay, you've apparently been watching carefully enough to figure out how people drive. Probably a little bit of, you know, damage to the cluster starting up.
Bobby, 50 miles an hour in first gear.
Yeah. Bobby is never shy about telling other people how to drive.
All right, Farkas, what are you doing?
So my plan is to spend half an hour, and I have my stopwatch next to me, is to spend half an hour measuring, staring, poking, prodding, sort of doing the equivalent of a sniper aiming, and thinking about what are the best pieces to remove and how to best remove them. But I have promised everybody half an hour before I, potentially accidentally explode the bomb.
Sure. And I'll hold the stopwatch for him and give him a countdown. 15 minutes left.
that won't be anything. Good. Right. 10 Gene? Minutes. Gene, what are you doing? He says to the muted character.
He is fleeing with the rest of them.
Okay, sorry. Yes. I'm hurrying everyone up to get into the trucks as quickly as possible, and then if it's getting down to the wire, I'm going to forcibly make wheels go get into the driver's seat and start driving.
Of the farm truck, then?
Yeah, I guess we'll take the farm truck since Coney's taken one truck and Chance has taken the other. That should end up well.
Okay. Can you give me an idea roll?
Bobby could drive if he feels more comfortable. I don't mind. I can go on the driver's seat.
Oh, I don't drive. Wheels is my driver.
Your seat.
What was that again?
An idea roll? Yeah.
Idea. Idea is a regular success.
Okay, so it was kind of an abbreviated conversation with Julia, but you realized that as the two trucks you guys came with are starting to load up with people and backing up to leave, that you have no idea if any of those people are infected or not, and you may be transporting Yellow Death to wherever those trucks end up to.
Well, but I have the cure.
You have the equipment for the cure, but are you taking the equipment with you?
You have the
viral analyzer. It's told you what the formula is, but you haven't produced the formula yet. As we had that earlier role. So you it occurs to you, you would either need to stop those trucks and inoculate the people before they leave, or grab the equipment and deal with that somewhere down the road.
Yeah, grab the equipment and deal with it down the road.
Okay.
Because if there's some infected and some non-infected, everyone will be exploded if... Right. I mean, I guess we could let God sort it out later, but I personally would like to be alive and deal with another problem later than not ever deal with any problems again.
So, simple triage. Explosions first, then disease.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, so you are starting to load up the equipment onto the farm truck and then are loading up people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the viral analyzer, now that we have the chemical formula, the viral analyzer is still necessary?
No. But you need what I'm saying, the equipment is the formulas. It's not a straight chemistry kit. There's additional supplies that you have to use based on what the viral analyzer says to put together. So that's what they're packing up, is the ingredients for the inoculation.
Oh, okay. But those things, I presume, are replaceable.
The viral analyzer?
No, the like once we have the information, once we have the formulae, getting new mundane equipment trucked in or flown in would be feasible, as
sure.
far as I know. So,
sure.
Okay. So they don't actually need to take anything with them.
No, they don't. I think I was suggesting, because of his idea role, that he probably should, because once they're out of the range,
right?
Can you guarantee that none of those people that are sort of hanging off the side of trucks and things now aren't going to wander off and further spread the disease?
Right.
But you're right. No, they could leave that behind, leave more space for more people. And then just sort of keep everybody in the same place until supplies could arrive.
Okay.
Yep. Bobby, what are you doing?
Well, I mean, it makes sense that I would, Gina said about me waiting around with them. That makes sense. I have the strongest ties and, you know, I can drive the last truck out, I guess. Definitely going to be driving something. I don't know. I hate leaving early. I hate leaving people behind, but I don't know. It's nothing to do. You can't run out of here. You got to drive. So I'll wait until we got absolutely the very last person loaded up on the very last car, and then I'll truck or whatever, and then I'll drive them out.
Okay.
I guess we should do a quick logistics thing real quick too. I mean, I hate kind of bean counting, stopping a bean count. But are we going to be leaving people behind? Is not everybody going to be able to fit on the trucks? Is that the deal?
So you certainly will be leaving a certain number of villagers behind.
Okay.
With three trucks, you will not be able to take all of the people that are here.
Mm-hmm. Are Julia saying that they're gonna wait and you know, try to defuse the bomb up until the very last second, or are they going to leave at a certain point too?
No. So the reason, I don't think you get any communication, but you have no reason. The instructions are if things don't blow up in an hour, come back.
Oh, okay. So get everybody, as many people out as you can. Don't blow up in an hour, come back. Okay, yeah. So I'll just do that then. I'll as soon as many people as possible are on the very last truck, I'll drive the last one out of there.
And so, just so I understand, are you waiting for Julia and Farkas or not?
No, I mean, we have instructions to go ahead and take off, and Gene is telling me to go, I think. So, we've got, I think Chance is probably driving the first truck full of people. Coney's driving the second truck full of people. And I guess I'll drive the last truck full of people.
Okay.
Does that sound right, Gene? I mean, I'm kind of – I was late to the party as far as coming back, so I'll kind of take my orders from my old boss, my old Wrangler. Is that right, Max?
Yeah, we're going.
Here we go.
Okay. Farkas. Mm. Half hour has passed.
All right. So I feel like so either I'm going to attempt to stop the timer, jamming it or removing a gear or something like that, or I am going to attempt to remove the explosive, and I understand that either way there's a chance of things going wrong. But whichever I think is the most... whichever I think is the least likely to set off the bomb would be my first attempt.
So the least likely to set off the bomb would probably be the timer?
Okay. So I will attempt to either jam the timer or remove one of the cogs so that it doesn't transfer the movement onto the switch.
Okay. Give me an engineering roll.
Okay.
As I see Farkas go to actually do something, I'll just quietly remind him that there is someone here who is very dexterous and good at things like locks and taking things apart, who has light dexterous fingers, just in case it should be needed.
I kind of look at her, briefly confused that somebody could possibly do this better than I could, and then look back. But I will, if that does seem likely, I will keep that in mind. In other words, if I think this is more a matter of agility, then now that I've figured out what to do, maybe I do think it's a matter of agility.
That's kind of specifically the reason I stayed, was just in case there was a
cool.
Just in case there was some dexterity needed for this job. That's exactly the reason I stayed.
Cool. So what do I think?
Give me an engineering roll.
All right. Wow. That's a 99.
Could go either way.
I got it. Nope. I need to
sounds like a push. I'm
watching as it happens here. I don't think you have anything to add there, Julia. Thanks.
Okay. Give me so you're trying to do something. Give me what role do you think is appropriate? Yep.
Well, I guess mechanical repair, but
okay.
Or I guess I'm thinking it's mechanical, but maybe that in my half hour, I think it's electrical. But in my brain, what I'm thinking about are these moving gears here. So,
yeah, I think mechanical's more.
Okay, that is a hard success.
Okay. So as you are moving the gear, you sense at one point that it's you're sort of twiggling with it, and you just stop yourself from putting that little bit of extra pressure because you realize that's going to disengage the timer and it's just going to go off.
Okay. Yes, that's why I'm doing this, and not you. So. I think we need to remove... I can't get the timer out. I need to remove the explosive itself. And there's certainly a chance of this failing. Here's the... here are the pieces that have to get removed. And here's the order they have to get removed in. So, do I need a... Do you want an engineering role so that I can describe to Julia what she would have to do? And then dex it, or have I spent the half hour staring at it? Do I have some thoughts?
So you do have some thoughts, and now that you've tried to sort of move this, the timer, which you thought was the weak link in the process, and saw that there was a defensive mechanism within it, you are realizing that if that's what they have for the timer, you're going to have that same level of defense in terms of Nope. This is an intact object, and anything that sort of tries to make it less intact will be result in calamitous events.
What do I think about flooding it with water? I mean, do I have any thought that I can possibly diffuse it at this point?
No.
Okay.
You are convinced at this point, having gone through that sort of thing with the timer, which again was the area where you thought, okay, this is a weak link. Yep.
Yeah.
You're convinced, like, you have a half hour and this thing is going off.
Okay. What do I think about flooding it with water, dropping it down the well?
It won't stop the mechanics from ticking.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it's possible that the water would do something, and being down below might do something, but the way it was described to you by Octavio
in terms of mild crater,
a little bit of water isn't going to stop that from happening.
And we have half an hour?
Yep.
Oh, that's a mile. we only have to make it half a mile if it's a mile crater. So, Julia...
Sorry. They told you that there's a control that says how big it is. It could be anywhere from 1 to 10 miles.
Oh, can I adjust the thing, that? Have I found that?
You can see which ones are the timers, but there are four other dials, and Octavio has left with Coney.
Which wouldn't have helped anyway, because they're not Shapiro. So there's four dials, and one of them might be the adjuster of amount. Oh, well, that's exciting. So I know that the time mechanism is either sort of clockwise or counterclockwise towards a lower number, because I've been watching it. So I will adjust the other timers, are the other dials in the same direction towards zero, or what I think is zero.
Yeah. So as you try to do that, you realize they've been locked in.
Okay.
I am trying to say yes here, but
I understand. That's all good. That's all cool. That's all cool. I think it's a good moment. So I will look at Julia. And I will say, it might be time for the next big adventure. I will take the bomb. I will drop it down the well. I will look at Julia, and I will say, it's been good knowing you. Let's run. And I will start running.
Okay.
I've got about 20 minutes.
Rip out the explosive really quickly before the...
I'm gone.
Before it detonates it.
I am sure. Absolutely. I mean, if you said that any time during the whole conversation, I'm 100% sure that that will set the bomb off.
Oh. Okay.
Is my understanding.
I guess we're running.
And away!
All right. So let me... sum some things up. The trucks get down to the end of the road. The guards stop you. There's a quick explanation that everybody needs to go, and the guards immediately let you through and proceed to make their own plans for evacuation. Julia and Farkas, you will not get outside of the blast radius.
Nope.
As things are right now, would you like to spend 30 points or more of luck if you have same?
Oh yeah, I'm going to survive this with no luck.
Do you have 30 points?
I have 66 luck. Yeah, I have enough luck. Yeah.
Perfect. Julia? Yeah,
so do I.
Yeah, I'm hoping we find a massive rock, or maybe it's a massive tree that's sort of hollowed out under, and we get on the leeward side of it, because I've still got my stopwatch, so I sort of know when I'm expecting it to blow up, and we hunker down and do whatever one does in those last few seconds as a scientist and a adventurist.
No. So
watch
what I'm
the hands,
do,
Dr. Farkas. Watch the hands.
As you are getting off the side of the road and beginning your explorations, you hear the sound of a truck driving by, and it is one of the vehicles that was down at the survey camp. Apparently, in the panic over Agent Chance's, some of us have got to get out of here as soon as possible. The rest of you just wait. We'll come back. Some people did not necessarily believe that was a good strategy, and they ran down. And so the survey camp also evacuated, and as they're driving by, they see you, wave you over, you jump onto the sides, and are carried off.
Sweet.
Yeah. You've all removed your luck. Two of you have removed your excessive. Yeah, perfect. And as you are just getting away, you hear a truly stunning, massive explosion, and you see this wave of energy moving across the landscape behind you, flattening everything that it encounters. And you all are just outside of the range of the blast. You can feel sort of the hairs on the side of your on the back of your hands, even a little bit singed in some ways, which it doesn't make any sense to you, given. But based on any explosion you've ever seen before, and then the energy recedes back again, and there is nothing but, you know, cleared, polished glass-like material behind you. At some point, you are confronted by the local theory, by the local local officials, as to what the hell just happened there. How do you explain what just went on?
So this is all of us now, right?
All of you are together. You're on the road. Sort of. You've sort of, I'm assuming that at this point, you know, Eugene has broken out. Or no, you didn't bring any supplies with you, but you've radioed in.
Yep.
And told to sort of keep tight so that you don't further spread the disease. At some point, some of the military from the country, North Bolero, show up and are curious about what just happened. How do you explain that to them?
Gene?
Foreign invaders. Yeah, Gene.
Well, it was some sort of terrorist act by, and I'll describe, you know, Mr. Bad Guy, and say he was a foreign agent. He was some sort of Nazi, just to hell bent on destroying the base there and all the help that they were giving the people.
I told you that Caduceus people couldn't be trusted.
We saved as many people as we could once we found out.
Okay. They are not
entirely
sure.
Do you want an idea roll for the
Shapiro?
Can I charm?
You can roll me an idea roll if you want.
Yeah.
Burn some luck to make that a success.
And what is it what are you trying to idealize?
The idea that Shapiro was not to blame and Caduceus is not to blame because somebody took his skin because I saw his organs in the trunk.
Yeah, so from what you've seen and the fact that they saw that Shapiro wasn't sweating when he was in the complex, when you guys all sort of have a chance to exchange notes, it seems pretty clear that something was fully occupying, consuming even, the likeness of Shapiro.
So, yeah, so I will attempt to convince Julia that this is not it may be that Caduceus can't be trusted. She can believe that, but this is not a reason to believe further in there.
Well, if that wasn't Shapiro, then when did it start being not Shapiro?
Well, I think his innards I found in one of the trunks that were on site. So I think something came out of the woods and took over him. So well after we got here. I believe I could figure out if any of us are not us also.
No, absolutely. You can. You are all sweating profusely, even.
unless, of course, you're not you, Professor Farkas.
Unless, of course, I'm not you. I'm not me. Yes, I understand.
Professor Farkas I know would have been able to disarm a simple bomb.
That's very good, Julia.
What are you even
welcome
more
to thinking?
At some point, they arrive with the supplies for doing the testing to see who is infected and the inoculation.
Yep. So who is infected? Which of us is infected?
Actually, it turns out that Chance, Julia, and you are infected.
Yeah. Okay.
That sucks. Professor Farkas, just cure me.
Well, for now, all I can do is keep it from getting any worse. But I'm sure once we're back in New York, we can find an actual cure. And if we can stop the symptoms at this point, then that should be fine. I feel all right. And we're not contagious anymore, or we won't be contagious once we're... So I think it's all good, but we definitely need to see if we can root out this disease, whatever it is.
Well, let's go to New York as soon as possible.
Yeah.
All right. Does anybody want to do anything before you head back to New York?
Do we think the mountain was part of the area that got leveled?
You think that the weird forest area was definitely included in the blast.
But the cave and the mountain cliff?
Oh, based on sort of your best guess, yes. You think that would have been included as part of the blast.
I mean, I would want to, I guess, confirm that.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So do you just walk back to sort of see where the end of the blast is?
Yeah.
Well, we got the cars, right? Yeah, and just driving across glass.
Is it going to be dangerous?
You're driving across a frictionless surface, so...
That's true.
I'm going to let
so it'll be
cars.
Fine.
So you don't use any gas. I mean, once you start, once you just go, it's
assuming right. You don't have to turn. Yeah,
you've got to turn the car off, kind of line it up. Okay, everybody, give a quick push and hop on.
So eventually, you make your way out there through whatever sled, car, or whatever means you choose to do so, and find out that the side of the cliff was included as part of the blast, and the entranceway that they went through before has been sealed over.
Mm. So the cliff, the side of the cliff basically got cut off. It was right at the edge of the blast, but the cliff itself.
Yeah. So what seems to have happened is that the cliff, the side of the mountain, I mean, so this is sort of flattening everything for some distance, it's going up the side of the cliff as well. It didn't sort of blow through.
Okay.
It's sort of towards the end of it, yes.
Cool. And the cave itself, so he dialed in his distance to within a gnat's ass, and right before the cave entrance, basically the effect sort of stops, and the cave entrance, though, has been sealed over not by the blast, but by them or something.
No, it's by the blast, but the cave itself, I mean, you've never been here, but they sort of look at it and go, okay, well, it's a little bit further in than it was before, but it's, you're right, it's at the very end of the blast.
Okay, so the entrance got sealed over by the blast, as far as yes. we can tell. Okay, mm-hmm. cool.
So, can I ask a quick question? This is more of a clarification. Sure. Shapiro, not Shapiro, in his crazy ranting there before he turned into the tentacle thing. He said something about bringing – he set the bomb to go off, and he wanted to bring stuff into the – more of the Dreamlands into the world, I believe, mm-hmm. was a whole chunk of what I heard. So – I can't figure out why he would set the bomb to blow up the place where the Dreamlands portal was. That's just not quite jiving. Could I make sense of what he was ranting about, or is that just going to be a puzzle?
You can give me an idea roll.
Okay. Far away, I miss that is. I'll burn a little bit of luck and make a normal success.
Yeah, so... as near as you can figure from his ranting, he thought that an explosion in this area would release the Dreamlands into this area, and he turns out he was wrong.
Okay. Oh, great.
Loser.
Yeah. Sucker.
Okay. Eventually, you are all inoculized. A transport is arranged for you back to New York. You definitely get the sense, Chance, Farkas, and Julia, that that they are sort of, you know, keeping an eye on the three of you. You're not allowed to sort of wander off. You know, so the plane lands. Immediately, there's a truck or a car there, and you can sense, all of you sense, like, okay, well, they really want us to go here. This isn't a place where they're going to let us wander off. But do any of the three of you try to wander off?
I don't. I think that I would like to actually work towards finding a cure in the lab. So I'm and assuming that's where they're pushing us, then that's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so scared of being sick that I will stick around. Follow the rules.
And Julia.
At least for a little while. We'll see how long it takes.
Okay.
I'm going to attempt at some point to have a quiet talk with Julia at some point and say, that was a very brave thing you did back there. You know, no snake person would do that. You know, my confidence is very restored with you. I'm sorry I ever doubted you. Just worried about snake people. So. You're a good person, Julia.
Snakes are evil, and they all need to be destroyed.
Agreed, agreed.
Every last one of them on Earth.
The vehicle takes you back to Caduceus's headquarters. You're escorted in through a back way, and Julia, Chance, and Farkas, there are two men in doctor-type coats and a woman there dressed as a nurse and says, oh, could the three of you come with us, please?
I need to go to the labs to... figure out how to cure this. What are you doing?
Oh, no, we believe we figured out how to do that for you, sir.
I'm amazed and I'm shocked, and I'm going to roll psychology on them because there's no way they're smart enough to do that. Oh, maybe there is. Okay, that's fine.
So Farka sounds like he's willing to go with him. Chance?
They look suspicious in any way.
Are we all able to roll psychology?
You're all right there. They're not. Yeah. They're just trying to get three of you to break off.
Bobby is unwilling to. Well, failed a psychology roll with a 90, but he's not really willing to let them haul his friends off.
I got a 95. So
I mean, they're dressed like doctors. And Chance, you said you didn't want to be sick, right?
Yeah, exactly. And with 95, with them, I go.
I get a hard success on my psychology roll.
They seem sincere, and they seem as if they, you know, they're giving you that sort of, you know, they don't seem to be trying to hide anything from you when they're saying, come with us, please. We'll take care of this for you.
Well, I guess that's fine then.
Okay. They will lead the three of you off to, off in another way. And, the rest of you, there is a man who walks up to you. He introduces himself as Dr. Conclaves. He says, I will be your new handler. I'd like to give you some time off, and then I think it's time for you to meet our founder, Meacham, and we can discuss your role within the organization. But in the meantime, why don't you all rest? You've had rest and relax. You've had a very trying period, and we're very grateful for all of your efforts. You've saved a lot of people.
It's no trouble at all.
Okay. Julia, Chance, and Farkas, you are led down into to an elevator. It goes up to the seventh floor. They lead you down a corridor. There is what appears to be a medical-type facility. And they say, we're going to have to do a treatment. It's somewhat painful. We'd like to sedate you, if that's okay.
I would be very interested in seeing how it works. If you think that a person could survive it, I think I would like to see it in action.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you talking to me or to Randall?
To Randall, sorry.
Yeah, okay. No, sorry, I thought I had muted. Apologies.
No, okay. You might be able to survive it, but it will be painful. It's completely up to you.
Yes, yes. But, I need to understand. I need to know. I need to learn.
Okay. And you, Mr. Chance, would you like to be sedated or be awake for the process?
No, I will tell Farkas. Farkas, maybe I can go first and you can see the whole process. You take care of me.
Interesting. Yes, yes, that would be great. Yes, do Chance first. I will watch.
Yeah, I trust these guys with all my heart.
Julia?
This is a Chance we've never seen before.
It's still young Chance. Doctors. Yeah, young and naive.
This is when he gets cynical.
Apparently my psychology said I could trust them, so I will defer to their judgment.
All right. So Julia and Chance, they bring you into a room.
So do I get to watch the two of them? Yeah. Or?
Yep, you are. Yep. They bring you into a room. They lay you down. They take a needle out. And Farkas, as you're watching, they put the needle in. And both Chance and Julia, you can see them just sort of getting into a relaxed state. They attach IV tubes to them, and they begin to the IV tubes are not like what you've seen before, sort of a clear liquidy thing. It's clear, but there's something sort of swirling around in it as they're waiting for it to go in. And so there's a constant drip of this stuff going into their system. At the same time, They're also walking around and at various times sticking them with needles and at various times you see them sort of shudder as if, you know, they're unconscious, so they're not really feeling it, but even in their unconscious state, there's still something sort of troubling to their bodies. And eventually they stop, they remove the drips, and walk away.
So
the doctor comes out to you.
Yeah, I rolled 100 on my POW as I watched their bodies shudder. I say, that's very interesting. I think I've learned all that I can. I'm ready to be sedated and hopefully cured.
Okay. They bring you in. You feel the needle go in your side, and then you pass unconscious. You're in sort of a light, dreamy state, and at various times you... Even in this state, there's something uncomfortable sticking you in parts of your body. But eventually that goes away, and after a period of time, you gradually feel your eyes flutter back open again, and you are in a recovery room with Julia and Chance.
Well, that was less pleasant than it could have, but...
Do you feel better? Sure. Anyway,
maybe. So you didn't immediately feel bad when you had the disease. It got a little bit difficult towards the end. Before they arrived with the supplies, you started to feel that, you know, that nausea and headache and things that were other people had sort of told you were associated with the progress of the illness. But you haven't felt all that bad since you got the cure, you feel perfectly fine right now.
Well, Farkas, Julia, I feel way better.
Me too. I wonder what they put into us. Yeah, so if I get a chance, I'll definitely want to talk to the doctor and see what I can understand of what the swirly stuff was and what exciting chemistry is going on.
Oh, so he... And what is your biology?
My biology is 62.
Okay, so that's a sizable role. So he'll describe to you that what they're basically doing is... the Yellow Death gets in and affects the DNA of the infected person, and what they were doing was providing a means for the uncontaminated DNA to fight back against the disease.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So it's a mutating disease, a disease that causes us to mutate.
I suppose that's a reasonable way of saying it. Yes, yes.
That's fascinating, especially when I think about the various creatures that have been changing and mutating that we've seen so far. That somehow... This must be harnessable as a tool, as opposed to simply used as a disease. It must be possible to somehow make the ability to mutate useful and controllable.
Well, that's certainly something we're looking into, but I have to say that this is not our technology. This is material we have either found in serpent people outposts or in rare cases have been given by those serpent people that are willing to engage with humans in a productive manner.
They can't be much smarter than us. I'm sure we can figure it out once we have this stuff available to us.
Oh, I'm sure with enough time we could, yeah. But their race lived on the planet thousands of years more than humans have been here, so they've had much more time to develop the technology. We're like, you know, children that have found, you know, tools and such and trying to figure out how they operate. It'll be some time. Certainly, it's
you may be like a child. I'm sure that I can figure this stuff out.
He laughs. Oh, I saw that the work you're doing in the lab. Have you ever thought about becoming a full-time scientist for Caduceus and giving up the field life?
It's a dream. It's a dream. It would be a wonderful way to help the world.
Well, I'd be happy to make a recommendation for that if you'd like.
Well, yes. Let's see if it seems like I would be more useful in the field or in the lab. See what this conclave has for us later.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that that your team wouldn't have gotten nearly as far as they had without you on this last mission, but...
Obvious, yes.
It's like a new chance is being born in front of us. Yes. We'll just wait and see. It's always an option if you want to give up the field. We'd love to have you in our labs helping us.
Excellent.
And with that, I think I'm going to call it for this session. We're 20 minutes. People want to think about what they're going to do during their week off when we come back in again. And we're going to take a bit of a break now. Is that my understanding?
That is correct. We'll return back with Mask next week.
Great.
And... yeah, and I think there's only one person who needs a new character for Mask. And I think it was only Jonathan who died in the train to Nairobi.
Spoilers. Oh, wait, no, it already happened. Spoilers for me.
It will have already happened, right? maybe. Something. I don't even know.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, so I will I'll be up to scratch and back on board for Mask next week.
Cool.
Awesome. Ready.
All right.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Shem.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. The few sessions I was able to play, unfortunately.
Another good chapter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hopefully I will be there for a full chapter next time around. So, how many chapters are there on the campaign? Four or five?
How many chapters are there? There are nine.
Nine. Wow. Okay.
Yep. And we have gone through three of them.
Oh, more okay. Or less. I felt like we were covering only one at a time. Okay, that's cool. It's pretty fast.
Ready? Yep. All right,
guys.
Thanks, awesome, everybody. Guys. Have a good week.
Thanks so much. See you guys later.
Take care, everyone.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.